This is a visualization and meditation process for you to create your own safe haven, a place that you can always visit and relax, feel safe, and rejuvenate. This is a process that is inspired by Teal Swan. And it will take about 15 minutes of your time. So start out by either laying down or sitting down in a way that is very comfortable and relaxing for you. And just take a few deep breaths and allow the breath to move however it wants to move. It may want to move deeply or fast or shallow or slow. Just let it be whatever it wants to be. And as you're breathing in and out, as consciously as you are right now, allow your body and your mind to relax more and more. And feel how your body is kind of becoming heavy on whatever surface you're sitting or laying down on. Feel how you're sinking in. And then you find yourself walking along a beautiful path in nature. It may be a place that you're familiar with. It may be a place that is brand new to you. Just notice how you're walking and pay attention to any wild animals around you, what the seasons are. Do you hear any birds? Or are there any foxes? Just notice who is around you while you're walking down this path. Maybe the path is made out of gravel. Maybe it is just a dirt path in the woods. Maybe it has wooden planks and it was man-made. As you're walking down that path, you come around a turn and there is some form of portal, a gate, that only you can see. It may be camouflaged into a big rock. It may be a cover in the ground that you lift up and step into. It may be hidden by vines and bushes and branches covering it over. One way or another, you're going to notice and figure out where that door is and how you can get into it. And know that only you can get through that door and only you can even perceive it. So when you get through that door, notice how the door closes behind you. While you keep walking in a tunnel, and notice how your feet are touching the ground in the tunnel, and pay attention as to what kind of material might you be walking on. Is it marbles? Or is it flowers? Maybe flower petals? Or Is it a material that you have never encountered before? Is it wood or stone? Is it man-made or is it natural? And what is the tunnel that you're now in? What is that made of? Is it luminous or is it dark? Does it have an earthy smell to it? Is it damp in the tunnel? Or is there a warm, dry breeze? Just notice all these details as you're walking in this tunnel towards another gate. And once you arrive at the gate, you're going to use your very own way of opening that gate. It may be a secret word that you use. It may be a gesture you make. It may be a way you move. Just notice what is your secret way of opening that gate, and then watch the gate open. It swings open very gently, and you step through it as the gate closes behind you, and you find yourself in your very own safe haven. And your safe haven is absolutely gorgeous. It is your favorite kind of environment. It's your favorite landscape. It may be somewhere at the beach. It may be somewhere in the mountains. Or maybe in the middle of rolling hills. Whatever it may be, know that there's no one else in your safe haven. Your safe haven is completely private for you. And whatever you love seeing and experiencing in nature is what you find here. It may be flowers. Maybe there are orchids growing on the trees. Maybe there are rose bushes lining the path you walk on. Maybe there are wild horses or unicorns. Maybe there are monkeys, dogs. Maybe there are no animals at all. Just look around and notice what is there. And know that every single detail in your safe haven is for you to design, for you to decide. Whatever you like, you can have there. You may even be experiencing fragrances of trees, grasses, or flowers, or maybe from the ocean. Maybe the ocean is nearby and you can smell the water, the seawater. Maybe there are seagulls. And also notice what kind of material is around you. Is it, are there a lot of stones? Or is it earthy? Is it soft? Is it maybe a desert? And as you look around and discover the different areas of your safe haven, pick a place where you are going to build your own dwelling. It may be a castle. It may be a tent. It may be a cottage or a beautiful mansion. Whatever kind of dwelling that you like to have, you can build with whatever materials you like and paint with whatever colors you like and make it exactly to your liking. And make sure you go through every room of your dwelling and you take your time designing every detail. Is there a kitchen countertop? Is there a bedroom? What kind of bed is there and what kind of linens might you have? Is there a hammock out on the porch? Or maybe a rocking chair? Is there some herbal tea already made on the kitchen table? See what's already there and how you want to design it and what you want to place into your home. And know that you can always come back and change anything or add anything. This is your safe haven, and you are free to develop this place at any time in any way you wish. And now you can go outside and look for the water in your safe haven. It may be a waterfall with a pool. It may be a river, a huge wide river. It may be a little brook that talks as it comes down the hillside. It may be the ocean. It can simply be a shower. Maybe it's an outdoor shower. Maybe it's an infinity pool that has so much salt in it that you can easily float. Just look and see what is the water source in your safe haven. And also take a close look at what is the color of the water. Is it turquoise? Is it dark green? Is it totally clear? And know that this water is sacred water. It is healing water. And whenever you come to your safe haven, you can take a bath in that water and allow the water to pull away any and all disturbing memories, emotions, and thoughts and beliefs from your body. It pulls out anything that you no longer need, anything that is harming you or disturbing you. It pulls it all out of your being. Now take a walk to go look for your safe figure. Your safe figure lives in the safe haven and is always there for you. It is a being or a person that is very, very powerful and completely devoted to supporting and protecting you. It may be a figure that you have met in a fantasy novel, or it may be a saint or an angel, or a figure like Buddha or Christ. Just know that that safe figure completely and entirely has your back. And no matter what you will ever encounter, this safe figure can absolutely support you in getting through that. There's nothing that is too big or too intense or too painful or too scary for that safe figure. Nothing. See yourself spending a little bit of time with that safe figure. It may even be a grandparent that has passed on, that is very protective of you. And just enjoy how you feel in their company. The safety and the relaxation that comes from feeling completely connected and protected. And know that you can come here to the safe haven anytime you want. This is your place and only your place. And your safe figure is always here for you. And you can come here to relax. You can come here to heal. You can come here to maybe make any changes to the safe haven. It is absolutely up to you. And whenever you feel you're ready to leave the safe haven, you can go back to where you entered and use your secret code or gesture or whatever it is you used to open the gate, and open the gate that way and step through the doorway and hear how the gate is closing behind you. And then walk down the tunnel that you got through to get to the safe haven. Walk down the tunnel and breathe in the air. It may be cooler, it may be warmer than in your safe haven. Just notice how it is different. And notice how the ground under your feet is either tickling your feet or very soft to walk on or maybe hard to walk on. Just notice how your feet are feeling walking on that ground. And then you come to the end of the tunnel where there is another doorway that you open and move through and come out the other side where you initially entered. Somewhere in nature where you're now on that path. That may be in the woods or it may be on a meadow. And walk down that path. and slowly allow yourself to arrive back to where your body is resting. And whenever you feel ready, you can gently move your body, feel the surface beneath you, see what's holding you up, whether it's a chair or sofa, or maybe you're laying on a bed or the floor, and just allow yourself to feel how that surface has been holding you up. And take a few breaths and know that you can always return to your safe haven whenever you want to.